You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Transnet National Ports Authority today signed a landmark 25-year terminal operator agreement for the development of an onshore liquefied natural gas regasification facility in the Eastern Cape. We're going to be taking a look at this landmark agreement and what it means for South Africa's energy mix conversations. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Dineo Mazibuko, General Manager for Commercial Services at Transnet National Ports Authority, to see if we can make sense of this. Dr. Mazibuko, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly a significant moment for the South African energy mix conversation, but a significant moment for Transnet Ports Authority as well.
Thank you, Jimmy, and appreciate you having me. Indeed, it is a significant moment at TNPA today, as we were signing the second LNG port terminal within our South African port system with Ugwanda, a joint venture between Tamasa Energy Group and Strategic Fuel Fund, that is obviously looking at reshaping South Africa's energy and maritime logistic landscape. Here, Jimmy, we're looking at the terminal operator who's going to design, develop, finance, construct and operate an LNG terminal over a concession of a period of 25 years at the port of Mocha.
Dr. Mazibuko, would this particular project follow some of the other projects we've been seeing of late around the build, operate, and then transfer models between the public and private sector? We've seen of late Transnet not the only state-owned entity that has opted to start to incorporate these kinds of models. Is that what we're looking at here over this or for this particular project?
Indeed, we are looking at private sector coming, and obviously on our side as TNPA, we will be responsible for constructing a berth where the vessels come and dock the vessels. And the terminal operator, Ugwanda, who is a private sector, is coming obviously to construct an LNG storage facility, including deployment of a temporary floating unit to ensure that we are able to move the LNG across the quay within our ports and then on the land side so that it gets to the final destination where it needs to go. And it is part of the private sector participation that we are advocating within TNPA.
Dr. Mazibuko, I want to take a look at a similar project that we had discussed quite a couple of years ago as South Africa. We were looking at PetroSA potentially looking at a liquefied natural gas facility in Mossel Bay with very similar storage and regasification setups. Is this type of project now going to be the lead project from a Transnet perspective? Are we expecting that there'll be an engagement of a similar nature with the likes of PetroSA for more of these sorts of facilities? Or are we looking to say, let's get this one off the ground first, and then those conversations might follow?
Okay. Jimmy, TNPA has positioned about three ports for LNG in the South African port system. The first one being the Port of Richards Bay, and that is where we said we signed the first terminal operator agreement for LNG with Z, which is a joint venture between Vopak South Africa and Transnet Pipelines. So this is the second one that we are looking at concluding, and I must indicate that the joint partners that are coming here between Tamasa Energy Group and Strategic Fuel Fund. And Strategic Fuel Fund is part of the SEF Group, which is an associated company with PetroSA. So there are collaborations that are happening with state-owned companies to ensure that this market grows in South Africa.
Dr. Mazibuko, can we take a look at that growth and the impact we're anticipating from this project? Now, with projects of this nature, there are often jobs created during the construction period, during the operational and maintenance periods of these operations. But beyond that, we're looking at effectively creating a new ecosystem and allowing South Africa to tap into an entirely new market in regasification of liquefied natural gas. That certainly will have more of a ripple impact than just the initial jobs we're talking about here.
Yes, indeed. I can just start by indicating that we're looking at an investment value of approximately 22 billion, of which TNP as well will contribute about 2 billion in terms of the berth that it requires to construct. And during the construction phase, we are looking at about 500 jobs being created. And then obviously after the completion of the facility, we're looking at having about 50 permanent jobs that are going to be sustained over the period of 25 years.
Dr. Mazibuko, when do we expect to reach full operationalization of the project?
Okay, so the project actually is in two phases. First of all, we're looking at deploying a temporary floating unit, which is going to help, obviously, facilitate the transfer of regasified LNG the floating vessel that we're going to be having to the terminal land. That period is meant to be for a period of about 5 years, starting from around 2030, 2031. And then after the temporary floating unit and once the berth has been constructed, we will be looking at developing then this onshore terminal, which we are looking at ensuring that it is operationalized by 2035. So, but we are going to start seeing the volumes coming through from 2031, 2032 through the floating unit, temporary floating unit.
Dr. Mazibuko, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the impact this will have on the South African economy. We know that from our own perspective, this type of project and this type of facility will start to allow South Africa to leverage off of a gas to power pipeline, which would then filter into our ongoing power needs as a country. I want to take a look at that, particularly in the context of something like the Kuga Special Economic Zone, that we're looking to have increased partnerships in that particular economic zone, and how this project then feeds into that economic zone.
Yes. So, okay, let me start by saying the project, obviously, it aims to deliver LNG to the South African market as an alternative energy source, and it's in line with the integrated resource plan. And it is a direct response to the South Africa's Just Energy Transition Program, which is obviously set to unlock the 6,000 megawatts gas to power pipeline. And we are obviously working together with the Kuga Zone, when, for example, within the first phase, when this cargo is being delivered through the FSRU, it will then be pumped across to the Kuga, where there will be a land a unit where it is going to be stored. So there is a joint collaboration between the two parties.
The move by Transnet National Ports Authority to enter into a 25-year operational agreement for the development of an onshore liquefied natural gas facility in the Eastern Cape, certainly a sign that South Africa continues with its just energy transition initiatives and ensuring that the energy security mix of South Africa continues to be met. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the General Manager for Commercial Services at Transnet National Ports Authority, Dr. Dineo Mazibuko, for joining us to take a look at the significant agreement signed between a Transnet and the private sector to establish a new liquefied natural gas regasification facility in South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.